Benjamin Franklin had this to say about complainers. Any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain, and most fools do. Criticizing leadership is our right in a free society. Whether we're talking about the President of the United States or the person in charge of the preschool program, the person in command is automatically a target for disapproval and disappointment. It's not a bad thing to hold our leaders accountable. However, our responsibility is also to nurture, discern, and install good leaders, a task many folks seem less anxious to embrace. In the corridors of power, decisions are made that affect the future for all of us. We must select wise men and women to guide our government, our church, and our commercial enterprises. People who invest themselves in upholding the common good, not simply the status quo or the bottom line. And this brings me to Good Shepherd Sunday and the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Today is our annual opportunity to reflect upon the role of leaders, the role that they play in our global and local communities. It's also a time to consider how each of us is obliged to contribute our own leadership to the pool of authority and not just to bellyache about the folks in charge. Leaders are people, not gods. Yet when the church appoints them or we elect them, we expect these anointed ones to perform beyond human limitations and imperfections. We anticipate their arrival into public service to be free from temptation and beyond mortal weakness. Leaders are supposed to be better than we are in character, wisdom, and foresight. And it's no mistake to expect a lot from leaders. However, when our leaders fail us, as they often do, we drag them down from the pedestal of the superhuman and condemn them to the dungeon of the subhuman. We fail those called to lead us when we do not give them the support and cooperation they need as mortals, or offer them the compassion they deserve as sinners. So where do we find good leaders, good shepherds? When Catholics complain about the U.S. bishops' many failings in recent years, the question I ask is, well, how many children did your mom and dad send to the priesthood and religious life? Many Catholics are content to carp on the church's disappointment. However, they have never given equal time to contemplating their own call to leadership within the community of faith. Often the complainers are the same people who actively discourage their children from exploring a religious vocation. Are you one of them? And presumably improving on the leadership pool for the future. When I was discerning my vocation to the priesthood as a teenager, I was fortunate and blessed that my parents supported and encouraged my decision. But many parents seek nothing of actively prepping their children for med school, law school, or business, but they blush at the idea of inviting their children to think of a vocation to the church, as if it's unfair to pressure them in these matters. We define success in worldly terms. A life of service is indeed a waste if the mortal goal is to make as much money as possible. So if we want good leadership in the church, you and I have to pray for it. Yes, but we have more to do. And we have to challenge ourselves to be such leaders and to groom such leaders in our midst fearlessly. In the same way, if we want just government, character-building educators, ethically-minded business leaders, and dedicated good priestly shepherds, then you have to bring the discussion into your families. The preacher often serves as the gatekeeper of the assembly. 2 months from today, I will no longer be your gatekeeper when I retire on June 30th. You have listened to my voice for almost 10 years, beckoning you with words of life and challenging you as well. You have observed and experienced my pastoral leadership. As the parish transitions to another shepherd and Father Niall Gross on July 1st, what will you be expecting from his pastoral leadership and shepherding? And just as important, how do you plan to assist him in meeting your expectations? The prophetic challenge, the call to moral living, words of encouragement and consolation all come to you, the faithful, every Sunday morning. If anyone is charged with the responsibility to raise up leaders in every aspect of our society, it's a homilist like myself who issues the proclamation of the gospel every week. Parents and grandparents, teachers, mentors, employers, medical personnel, and even politicians, all those who protect and serve are entrusted with the charge to be good shepherds. However, I have the distinct advantage of having all you parishioners and visitors together in one room each week, not to mention a microphone in front of me. The final scene in John's Gospel issues a call to Simon Peter to trust the future to Jesus, to simply obey by doing one thing, the command by the risen Lord, follow me. All the sheep has to do in order to be safe and to be fed is discern the shepherd's voice and follow, just follow. Being a Christian is as simple as that. The good shepherd knows about the power of a name. He knows everything about us, and he celebrates our uniqueness. In the television show Cheers, a small bar in downtown Boston was known to be a place where everyone knows your name. Remember Norm from Cheers, the rotund beer drinker with a permanent place at the corner of the bar. Poor Norm was a loser at his job, suffered from poor self-esteem, and had trouble with virtually all human relationships outside the bar. But whenever Norm entered Cheers, the crowd always erupted with one word of greeting: "Norm, you're here." And suddenly, all the failure and insecurity of the outside world melted away. Did Norm come to Cheers to drink beer? Probably yes. However, we have to wonder if Norm would have come even if they did not serve beer. What about if Cheers served up only a fare of simple bread and wine, but still called out his name with an endearing welcome? Jesus also gets to be the gate and gatekeeper. And like Jesus, we just have to make sure the gate is open and the invitation is issued. So let's invite everyone not simply to dissect our leadership, but to divert some of that energy into providing the shepherds we'd like to see. Behind every genuine leader, good shepherd, is the next generation of shepherds, watching and learning and imitating.